Shvius, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, 1-3. In the previous Mishnah, we said that one may plow a field in the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle between the months of Pesach and Shavuos, provided that that field has the din of a stay ilan, of an orchard. And we had two basic criteria for that. One was that there were three trees in a given base saw, 50 by 50 almost. And number two, that those trees each produced 60 mana, roughly 60 pounds, of figs. So the Mishnah base gave the definition in terms of fig trees. Our Mishnah here discusses what if it isn't a fig tree, it's another kind of tree. So the Mishnah says, Echad ilan srak ve'echad ilan machal. It doesn't matter if the tree is a ilan srak, a kind of tree that doesn't produce fruit at all, it's planted for the timber, like a cedar tree in Erez, ve'echad ilan machal, or if it's a fruit-bearing tree, an apple tree, a date tree, whatever it is. Roen osan ki'ilu hem te'enim. You look at the tree as if it were a fig tree, and then based on that equivalence, you decide, could a tree of this age and this health and this maturity, if it were a fig tree, produce 60 mana, roughly 60 pounds of figs? If yes, then it counts towards the measurement. And if not, then not. As the Mishnah says, Im ru'in la'asos kikar devela shel shishim mana beitalki, if such a tree, if it were a fig tree, so to speak, could produce 60 mana of weight worth of figs. So then, chorshen kol besa b'shvilan, then you could plow the entire besa, the 50 by 50 alma area, on behalf of those three trees, pachos mekan. If the trees aren't so productive, then ein chorshen lahem ela tzarkan. Then you only can plow just the area immediately around each tree, meaning two amos radius around each tree trunk. Now, I will confess, it seems quite difficult to me to figure out how this would be actually done in real life. This is the best I can guess in terms of an explanation and an illustration for you. They were well aware of how fig trees produced, and they chose the fig tree, specifically says the Bar Tanora, the Rambam, etc., because figs were consistent producers of significant quantities, significant weight of fruit. So the same way we could think, because we're familiar, let's say, with human strength, we could say the same way, your average adult male could easily, let's say, lift off the ground 100 pounds, deadlift. So then we would say, well, that's for men, but what about women? So your average woman perhaps couldn't quite lift 100 pounds, but we say, well, this is a human being, and this human being is 18 years old and in good health. So although it's a woman, and perhaps as an 18-year-old woman, she can't pick up a full 100 pounds, but if we're an 18-year-old healthy man, he could pick up 100 pounds, so to speak. The same rationale logic would apply to the trees. We say, well, this apple tree is not a fig tree, but given that it's of a certain age and maturity and good standing, if it were a fig tree, it could produce the requisite 60 mana, then we would count it. That's the best I can explain to you, and that's the case here in our Mishnah.